We met pianist Matthew Umphries and vocalist Sarah Folsom last year as they announced the creation of their new concert series, The Queen City Cabaret. Sarah and Matthew met while studying at the College Conservatory of Music. They fell deeply in love with Cincinnati and decided to stick around after graduation and call it home. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal in the studio with co-artistic directors of the Queen City Cabaret, Sarah Folsom and Matthew Umphries. Thank you so much for coming back.
Yes, thanks for having us back.
Thank you.
This is your second season with Queen City Cabaret.
Yes, round two.
Matthew, what's the one rule or the one connection that each of your performances must follow?
Well, a big part of our mission statement as Queen City Cabaret is finding ways to connect with Cincinnati's musical past, present, and future. And so each of our concerts always highlights artists that are currently performing in Cincinnati, but we also try to look back on the artists that got their start here, that made their name here. You might remember that last season we started off with a series of Rosemary Clooney tribute concerts, which was so much fun, and we learned so much, and we're actually reprising that concert later this fall at the Washington Opera House in Maysville in October, but we decided that we wanted to kick this season off with a series of Doris Day tribute concerts and looking at this incredible artist who came from the city. So each of our concerts always tries to highlight those kinds of artists.
How much fun is it to sing her songs?
Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun. The songs are all so sweet. It's like I'm getting cavities from singing them, but it's great fun.
Can you talk a little bit about the concept for the program and how you put it together?
So being that Doris Day was such a huge film and recording artist, we've really based the show around her most popular films and recordings. And through piecing those together, we're finding ways to also tell the story of her life. You know, highlighting her animal advocacy, talking about her tumultuous marriages, and so many things that she went through that if you don't know her story, when you hear it, you just kind of shake your head and wonder how in the world she made it through. So we're going to highlight all of her career achievements, her personal achievements, and share a little bit about what made her the kind of artist that people connect to, because she's so real and went through so many things that we can relate to.
Did you know she was a Cincinnatian by birth?
I didn't until, I guess it was a couple of years ago when we first started this journey and doing our Rosemary Clooney research, we stumbled upon Doris Kappelhoff and realized that that was Doris Day. And I was like, are you kidding me? That's amazing. So that was a nice surprise.
Well, Matthew, when you select songs, there's so much from which to choose. What are some of the tunes you've selected?
Every song that is on our concert are songs that she sang in her movies or they were her top hits, you know? So the show is entitled Sentimental Journey, An Evening with Doris Day. So, of course, we start off the show with Sentimental Journey, which was her very first hit from 1948.
And was that in a movie or was that just a big band?
So that was one of her first hits with the Les Brown
band.
Band of Renown. Yeah, exactly. And so that was what really catapulted her into her stardom. And so, of course, we had to include that. Other songs that you might recognize would be Dream a Little Dream, Perhaps, 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 Que Sera, Sera, all of these. My personal favorite song on the concert is a song from her first movie entitled It's Magic. And the movie is The Romance on the High Seas, which was her first film from 1948. And it wasn't necessarily a huge success of a movie, but that song is so beautiful. So we were able to dive into some of those songs from her early films and then, of course, from her most famous things.
Well, that's really fun to hear some different things. Sarah, are you costuming in period outfits for this show?
Funny you should say that. I got up this morning and put on my to-do list. I'm going to go shopping and fishing around for something particularly Doris-inspired. I have my my usual cast of dresses, but this asks for something special.
And now, is it just the two of you, or do you have other guests on stage?
We're going to have other guests on stage. Brian Berwanger on bass, who was in our Rocktails concert this past May. We're also going to be joined by Hayden Floro on the drums. So we're really excited to have those guys with us to bring this music to life.
Matthew, when and where are these performances?
So we have two performances of this Doris Day tribute concert. The first is at Cafe Vivace in East Walnut Hills on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. And then the second concert is 2 days later, September 22nd at 3 p.m. It's a matinee, Sunday matinee, at the Fitton Center for Performing Arts in Hamilton, Ohio, which is a new venue for us. We've done several concerts at Cafe Vivace before, and we love performing there. But this will be our first time at the Fitton Center, and they've been so good to us. We love bringing our music out to Hamilton, out to these kind of far reaches of the Cincinnati area.
And you mentioned after the Doris Day show, you're going to reprise the Rosie Clooney show. And then there's a Christmas cabaret coming up.
Yes, there's a Christmas cabaret. We're so excited to return to the Hearth Lounge downtown for that, where we did our Valentine's Day show last year. We are having Vincent Stroud back. He's from Just Vince and the Fellas. He's going to be featured on that concert.
As well as a local singer, Joe Bennett. She and I have worked together through the Children's Theater, and she's just a fabulous singer and performer, and I think we'll bring a lot to the concert. So that'll be her first time performing with us. But we're looking forward to having both of those singers on that concert.
My guests are Sarah Folsom and Matthew Umphreys, co-artistic directors of Queen City Cabaret, announcing their new season, a full season, looking on into 2020, what you got up your sleeves.
So we are so excited that in February we'll be at the Carnegie in Covington doing Jerry's Girls, which is a Jerry Herman musical review featuring the songs from some of his hit shows, MAME, Mac and Mabel, Hello Dolly. So it'll be just sort of a journey through all of his most loved favorites.
And then we'll close the season in May, on May 1st, with a concert at the Redmore in Mount Lookout Square. And that concert is entitled The Marvelous Music of Miss Maisel. We love the Amazon Prime show, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, and the soundtrack to that show is so fabulous. And so we're taking our favorite songs from that show, and we'll be performing that at the Redmore. And we'll even have a couple of female comedians that come in, you know, tying the whole theme together. So they'll do some stand-up, and we'll have our concert of songs from the show. So we're really looking forward to that event as well.
Your website defines a cabaret as a performance of popular music, singing and theater paired with wine and enjoyed in a dimly lit restaurant. And you go on to say that there is a seat and a drink for everyone. How important is it to have a cocktail while you listen to this music?
It's not at all required. Really, it's just an open heart. If you're human with a heartbeat, there's something in this music for you.
But if you would like to have one.
Oh, if you would like to have one, you are encouraged, be it a cocktail, a mocktail, anything of the sort.
And we always have a bar at our concert, so it's always available.
The Queen City Cabaret is a celebration of everything there is to love about Cincinnati and its music scene, the amazing musical history, the culture, the diversity, and most importantly, the people. Sarah Folsom and Matthew Umphreys will embark upon their second season, congratulations, by the way, on Friday, September 20th and Sunday, September 22nd with Sentimental Journey, their tribute to Doris Day. They continue to celebrate Cincinnati's rich history of song by bringing performances of jazz, pop, and theatrical vocal music to the community. For a link to their music and concert schedule, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. Matthew and Sarah, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you, Elaine.
For 91.7 WVXU, I am like a child in wild anticipation, longing to hear that all aboard. Elaine Deal.
Pillow talk, another night of hearing myself talk, 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 talk. Wonder how it would be to have someone to pillow talk with me. I wonder how.